Airdrie's enduring and long-standing arts and cultural festival, AR Timber, was cancelled last year due to limited funding and a lack of vocal support. Though no one stepped forward to spearhead the event this September, the arts are still alive and well in the city, according to City Councillor Heather Spearman. The province has proclaimed September the Month of the Artist, coinciding with Alberta Culture Days, which are held each year during the month as a chance to discover, experience, and celebrate arts and culture through local events and activities. According to Spearman, even without a formal AR Timber initiative, Airdrie residents and organizations have been planning several events this month to commemorate the Month of the Artist, including art nights, classes, experiences, poetry open mic nights, galas, live music nights, and more. It's just really important that we keep that spark alive, Spearman said of continuing Artember's legacy. The event will be back, it's just a matter of who is going to drive that. Spearman, who is the chair of the city's Arts and Culture Assessment Committee, said the group is working towards forming a long-term permanent partnership or conglomeration to help drive local artist initiatives, including a month celebrating arts and culture in the community. Everybody defines art a little bit differently, so I don't want to be the one who sets the vision for it specifically, Spearman said. But I think it's providing people places, spaces and opportunities to highlight what they do, what they love, and providing communications and marketing to the people of Airdrie so they know what's out there and what's accessible to them. She added the group is working to provide residents with access to art and culture that doesn't cost them a ton of money, combining ticketed and costly events with more affordable opportunities to engage in arts and culture as a community. The desire to incorporate ideas of diversity, inclusion, and accessibility aligns with the City of Airdrie's social policy. Spearman said the city's next step is to provide a platform for local artists to showcase their talents, and also to attract artists from outside the community to come to Airdrie. It's also great to get international views on our city. We have some of the most talented people in the world right here, she said. Being able to attract that and strengthen that and give those places and spaces and opportunities, that's what I see for arts and culture in Airdrie, and I think that's something every single person here can benefit from. Spearman added ensuring Airdronians had access to the arts was of increased importance during the COVID-19 pandemic, when residents found solace in various art forms such as painting, baking, music, karaoke, and even watching Netflix or reading a book. Everybody was in a scenario where they had nothing else. People weren't going to work, or school, people weren't going to their regularly scheduled activities, she said. We turn to arts in our greatest moments of grief and our greatest moments of joy. The first-term councillor said Airdrie residents have demonstrated great resiliency during the last few years, having been affected by the pandemic, economy, and housing crisis. In facing so many hardships, she said enjoying art is akin to treating one's mental health. It all boils down to how we are supporting people and how they can feel connected to their community, Spearman said. The arts always provide that connection and it always provides that peace that's always there to come back to. I'm a huge advocate for that in Airdrie and I think it helps people connect and it helps people stay mentally resilient. Various events planned for the month of September include the Sober Friends Society's art nights hosted throughout the month, and a special paint night on September 25 featuring Indigenous artist Jadas Jagwa at Community Links. The Airdrie artist also has various art experiences planned throughout the month, according to Spearman. Additionally, Airdrie Public Library is set to host its yearly Voice and Vision Gala on September 24. The city is also hosting various live music showcases throughout September. We just finished the Canadian Country Music Awards, CCMA. But leading up to that, there were several artists out of Airdrie that were being highlighted, she said. Local artists were at several events over the last few days showing off their talents and making me proud. The Month of the Artist culminates with Truth and Reconciliation Day on September 30. The day will feature various Indigenous arts and culture events, before a city-led music extravaganza called the Homecoming Festival on October 1 at Ed Egerer Athletic Park. That's going to be a huge musical concert, tons of artists. That's our big event coming up, Spearman said. Thereafter, in early October, Spearman said a local duo will be hosting the Windwood Festival, and the city has been working closely with them to get the project off the ground. For more information on arts and culture in the community, visit Spearman's Facebook page for regular updates.